Being a winner of the American Pianist Association is pretty much a 180-degree life changer. I mean, you go from no career to career. In addition to the monetary prizes and things like that, they have a career assistance and partnership with many presenters and orchestras in the country and a few abroad, too. As a young musician, a young pianist, what you want are concerts so that you can play and, you know, get your name out there, get your playing out there so people can hear you. And if they like you and if you're nice and all that stuff, then they'll want to have you back. And that's how you kind of build a career. There are plenty of competitions out there. Only very few of them provide a career assistance. The community around here in Indianapolis has been great. I mean, I've played in so many places in Indiana now and have met a lot of conductors that I've worked with many, many times since then.
And I believe one of their goals is then for you to be able to be signed by a talent agency
yes.
group. And I believe that's recently happened to you.
Yes. A couple months ago, I was signed by Jonathan Wentworth Associates. They are already booking me for engagements starting from the summer on. So that's already been happening. And they've been doing a wonderful job. They actually have another former American Pianist Awards winner, Christopher Taylor, on their roster.
And the APA, among many of their Grand Encounters celebration this season, they're bringing a handful of winners together to perform, including mm-hmm. a few that you know personally and have worked with as well.
They're bringing back winners from all, you know, from the earliest days to the most recent classical fellow who's Drew Peterson, and he's a good friend, and I've heard him play in New York, and we were in school shortly together. And then Thomas Rosenkranz is actually my colleague at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. He is a piano professor and head of the piano department there, and so I see him quite often, and he's great. He's really enthusiastic, really positive, and his tastes in music are very eclectic. He does everything from, you know, your normal Mozart and Beethoven things to a little bit farther out there like Scriabin and Ligeti and Messiaen to really out there. He does electronic music improvisation with one of the composition faculty. I think it's going to be a great event. I don't know what's going to be played at it, but knowing these pianists, it's going to be great.
Your wife is also a musician, and the two of you have a new baby daughter. Are you hoping and going to encourage her to follow in her parents' footsteps?
I think it's a little bit inevitable, you know. If we're going to be practicing all the time, she's going to hear it. I would hope that it imbues good musical tastes in her, you know, whether that translates to her actually, you know, pursuing it professionally is really going to be up to her. I think I've always told people, you know, you have to really like it to do it, and it has to be, I think if it stresses you out a lot, if you get a lot of anxiety from it and you have to be on stage all the time, I don't know if it's worth the mental fatigue to do that, mental and psychological fatigue to do that, unless you really love it, unless it's something that you can't do without. So she's going to learn instruments, that's for sure. She's going to learn a lot of stuff, and we're going to, you know, try to teach her everything that she's interested in learning.